for the second year. We've got an ag mechanics contest here at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Jerry, I know you're really got to be very pleased that despite all the challenges these young people have had because of the pandemic, they've turned out and you've got bigger numbers.
That's correct. Matter of fact, this year we are larger than last year, despite the COVID, with 108 pre-entries and 85 showing up. That's up from 62 last year, and they've brought their A game. The kids are bringing bigger and better equipment and items that they've built.
Now, you know, talk about the diversity. There's a lot of different stuff here in this building.
Yes, the diversity ranges from hay trailers to trailers with a dumping floor bed to livestock working equipment to overhead cranes for the shop to a whole lot of neat things for your outdoor recreation, from chimeneas to fire pits to swing sets to just cornhole games and everything. Just bringing in a total aspect of what can be done.
And even some decorative items.
Yes, yeah, really great decorative items. A lot of detail work in there. Great pieces to put on the wall. Great pieces to put on your front porch to introduce the house. Just a lot of neat stuff that is very delicate, but very intricate and very pretty.
I know that you've had an opportunity to see some of the shows in Texas over the last several years, and this one seemingly is going to, you know, got the opportunity to maybe go that same direction they've been as far as how they've built their shows.
Yes, that's correct. Matter of fact, here today with us is Dr. Lon Schell, who chairs the San Antonio show, which I did get to judge again 2 weeks ago, and, according to him, we're on track. You know, they started off 20 years ago with about 60-some projects and following that same pattern, so we have a lot to look forward to.
What's the interest, you think, of these young people to get involved with this contest?
Well, it's one more avenue that the kids can do something with their hands that are in agriculture or in their 4-H programs that can exemplify their skills, whether it's welding or whether it's woodworking or whether it's a craft work or whatever. It's one more way that helps these kids show, hey, I can do this, and they're here doing it.
I would think at the extreme end, you've got some pretty complicated pieces of equipment here. These livestock handling chutes, they have to be put together right.
That's correct. And if you look these over, we've got some calf rope and chutes. You know, they're all trigger mechanism through the handle and like that. Or we've got a tilting table. You know, it involves linkage and cantilevers and coming over like that to trailers that have hydraulics for their dumping on hay bales, and they have hydraulics for a tilting bed. You know, there's something more than just a basic piece of equipment here.
Right. I know that you're really happy with the sponsors that have stepped up, too.
Oh, yeah, they've been great. Matter of fact, we've got one of the sponsors here that served as a judge today from Lincoln Welding out of Ohio, and he's just enjoyed it by our visit and stuff, and that's just a good thing that we can see will perpetuate itself.
What's your hope going forward for this show?
Well, you know, everything is positive. We are tickled to death with such a good outcome for this show, despite the COVID. And I feel like we'll grow another 30 or 40, 50 projects for next year, you know, depending on how we handle the COVID and it going away. But it's all uphill. I think it's good.